Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're going to start off today's Waxy's Dargle show with a piece of music by Tom Landa and the Paperboys, a Juno Award-winning band from Vancouver that was first formed back in 1992. From their Juno Award-winning album, Molinas, here's the Paperboys with their Celtified arrangement of a Lennon McCartney song called I've Just Seen a Face. Here on 101.5.
Put our feet in the sky. them free from the ground, and we'll dance like we're high. Watch the good times wear out. Come on, ride fast enough.
She moves me. She the rush and she's the pooter. Oh, she's worn out, stale and weathered. Oh, you know I wouldn't change her. And I would search high and low to find the one that heals me. And when I see her standing there, oh, she moves, she moves me. She's the fire within me and the air that tells me she's wired and waiting. She moves me. She's the fire within me and the air that tells me.
Song by Kim Carney. Raised in Oban with strong links to Perthshire, Kim was a BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician of the Year back in 2017. Last year, Kim also won the Gaelic Singer of the Year Award at the AMG Alba Scots Trad Music Awards. We heard a track from Kim's debut album that she released earlier this month. The album is titled And So We Gather. The song we heard was called She Moves Me. And besides her solo career, Kim also performs with Scotland's Man Ran. In front of Kim Carney, born in 1985 and based in Louisville, Kentucky, we heard a song by Joan Shelley, a fine singer-songwriter who has released a number of studio recordings. We heard a song called The Spur, that it's the title track to Joan's new eighth studio album. And starting off today's show, we heard Vancouver's Tom Landon and the Paperboys with I've Just Seen a Face, a track that comes from their 1998 Juno Award-winning album, Molinas. And this track also included a reel called Coast of Austria. If you have just tuned in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Getting back to some more music, hailing from the County Durham in the northeast of England, the Young'uns. Our trio made up of Sean Cooney, David Eagle, and Michael Hughes. We're going to hear a track from the trio's third album, When Our Grandfather Said No. And we're going to hear a song called Love in a Northern Town. The Young'uns, here on 101.5.
Many men have sung before of love so strong and love so pure. As the morning mist comes down, I'll sing of love in a northern town. Well, she was born in 33, when we aside ships still put to sea, and she would skip and dance along to the rhyming, chiming shipyard song. And all she wanted in her life was to find a man and make a wife, to skip and dance, to settle down, to fall in love in a northern town. Their eyes first met in 51, waiting for a bus to come. And by the time the coal man next came round, well, it was love in a northern town. And when love had young mouths to fill, well, love stood firm and love stood still. For love cannot be beaten down when love is true in a northern town. She'll say love died in 91, but love has never really gone. For it's love that keeps her from her sleep, and love that makes her smile and weep. And the river weir still sings her song, though all her ships and men are gone. And the shutters may have all come down, but there's still love in a northern town.
I'm ready now.
Hailing from the rocky shores of Newfoundland and Labrador, that was the Navigators with their arrangement of an instrumental hornpipe called Rights of Man. And this track comes from the Navigators' debut recording, Dance and Sing, from 2002. And this album won the Music Industry Association of Newfoundland and Labrador Award for Roots and Traditional Group of the Year. In front of the Navigators, Kathy Jordan, a fine singer-songwriter who was born in the County Roscommon back in 1972. And Kathy has been the lead vocalist for the traditional Irish music band Dervish since 1991. We heard a song from a solo album that Kathy released in 2012, All the Way Home. The song is called The Road I Go, which Kathy co-wrote with the County Tipperary's Brandon Graham. And starting off that set was the County Durham's The Young'uns with Love in a Northern Town, a track that comes from a 2012 release, When Our Grandfather Said No. And this is the trio's third album. The Young'uns won the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards Best Group Award in 2015 and 2016. The Young'uns performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 2019, and the song that we heard was written by band member Steve Cooney. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so if you can, try and stay with us. Before I get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. You can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Skip Inish is a fine traditional Scottish band from the west coast of Scotland. We're going to hear a song called Last of the Hunters, a track that comes from the band's ninth recording, Steer by the Stars, released in 2019 to mark the band's 20th anniversary. And this song is about the UK and Irish fishing communities that are now sadly shadows of what they were in the past. Skip Inish with Last of the Hunters here on 101.5.
Here's the health to the fishermen who plough the lonely sea and battle with the ocean when it's in their blood to be. Dear, the fruitful bounty of the blind and savage foam, they are the last of the hunters, and they're proudly sailing home. Away to the fishing ground against a flooding tide, hunters of the white, now the last in our time. Through living gale and storm, sail the crystal sea they roam. They're the heart of every harbour when the boats come sailing home. Sailing home, sailing home, the last of the hunters sailing home. Ships of Hull, the famous fleet with trawlers, all have suffered from the cull. In Lossy Mouth, Loch Inlet, Fisher Owen, Pitt and Ween, golden days in memory, now a fading dream. Quiet now the harbours where the distant echo rings, Eriskay and Scalpine, where the herring men were kings.
laid in deep for storm away the skipper's chain of throne. Legends of the sea, and still the ghosts are sailing home, sailing home, sailing home. The last of the hunters sailing home, sailing home, sailing home. The last of the hunters sailing home. A realm of strong and intrepid men and heroes of renown, a shadow of the past, traded off and torn down. The pawns of politician schemes lies ravaged to the bone. But still they go to sea, and still the boats come sailing home. And in Newland, Plymouth, Weymouth, Poole, the Wash and Grimsby Town, nor Shields and Eyemouth, Peterhead, the broth they'll hold their ground. Orkney, Shetland and the Hebrides, and Oban and Kintyre, Kilkeel, the Isle of Man, and Killybegs, they will not die. So we'll toast the Malik Trollops and the Creelmen of the West, pelagic ships of Wolsey and the sinners of Caithness, Bricks and Beamers, Cornish Crabbers, and in every pier and pole, we'll give a welcome at the harbour when the boats come sailing home. Sailing home, sailing home, the last of the hunters sailing home, sailing.
Soft blows the wind, both mild and sweet, from the peaks called Knockmeal down. And the songbird sings his cheery note above black water sound. But from my heart no joy departs, no beauty can enthrall my Kitty Bon O'Brien's gone to far off Montreal. I met her at the Mallow Fair, lovers sport and play, and I watched her feet move lightly as the piper droned away. She sang a song so lilting there, her hands beneath her shawl. Kitty Bon O'Brien's gone to far off Montreal. I followed her to Waterford just as the ship set sail. Her mother let the drops fall. Her father's cheeks were pale. I loved her there, but I lost her then. And rightly, I recall Kitty Bon O'Brien's gone far off Montreal. Somewhere across the ocean wide, a world from Knockmeel down, my Kitty shines like silver in some cold Canadian town. She'll charm some young French soldier there. To blame him, I've no call. My Kitty Bon O'Brien's gone to far off Montreal. Yes, Kitty Bon O'Brien's gone to far off Montreal.
One way to spend all.
Maz O'Connor, one of my favorite young singers who originally came from the seaport town of Barrow-in-Furness in the County of Cumbria in northwest England. Maz now lives in London. We heard a song called Lily and the Lemonade Wine, a track that comes from Maz's new fourth solo album. It's titled What I Wanted. And before Maz O'Connor, we heard a song by Matthew Byrne, who was born in Placentia Bay, Newfoundland. We heard his arrangement of Alistair McGilvery's song about Kitty Bon O'Brien that comes from Matthew's third full-length studio album from 2017, Horizon Lines. And on this track, Matthew was joined in by his father, Joe Byrne, on vocals. Besides his solo career, Matthew Byrne is also the lead vocalist for Newfoundland's traditional Celtic band, the Dardanelles. At the top of that set was Scotland's Skip Inish with Last of the Hunters, a song that comes from an album called Steer by the Stars that Skip Inish released in 2019. Continuing right along with some more music, hailing from St. John's, Newfoundland, we have a song by The Fables. Formed back in the mid-1990s, The Fables were a Celtic rock band that was the brainchild of former Irish descendant Darcy Broderick and former wonderful grand band stalwart Glenn Simmons. We're going to hear a song called Watching It Roll, a track that comes from the band's fourth and last album, King and Little Ones. The Fables, here on Waxies Darkle.
Written describe the way I feel.
Watching it grow. Watching it grow.
Bella Hardy, a traditional singer and fiddle player from Derbyshire in the Park District of England's East Midlands. We heard Bella with a song called Sprig of Time, her arrangement of a traditional song that was first collected by Cecil Sharp, an old folk ballad that employs the familiar botanical symbolism to caution about the dangers of taking false lovers. And this single comes from Bella's new 10th solo album, Love Songs, that she will be releasing next month. And in front of Bella Hardy, we heard St. John's Newfoundland's The Fables with Watching It Roll, a track from the band's fourth and last album, King and Little Ones, that was released back in 2007. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's Waxy's Dargo Show. And you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by The Gloaming, a contemporary Irish-American supergroup that was first formed in Ireland back in 2011, consisting of Afro-Celt sound system singer Irla O'Leonard, fiddlers Martin Hayes and Quivin O'Reilly, and New York pianist and producer Thomas Bartlett, and the late Chicago-born guitarist Dennis Cahill, who recently died on June 20th at the age of 68. We're going to hear an instrumental track from The Gloaming's second album, which is simply titled Number 2, a gentle tune called The Old Favorite. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, help look after others. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's The Gloaming with The Old Favorite. Bye for now. Thank you.